The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hey everybody, this is Mr. John Laurinaitis, former Executive Vice President of Talent Relations, former General Manager of both Raw and SmackDown, and you are listening to me on Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope, and as you heard from that show opener today, we have former Executive Vice President of Talent Relations of WWE and former General Manager of both Raw and SmackDown, we have John Laurinaitis. Johnny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
I am doing fantastic. And, you know, first off, I want to say welcome back to professional wrestling. As March 14th, you are having a lot of firsts with World Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling, as they have an event on March 14th in Chillicothe, Ohio, known as March Mayhem. And it's my understanding that this is going to be your first meet and greet for fans to come and meet you. So what do you think about, you know, being part of Big Time Wrestling?
Well, I tell you, I'm excited to be part of Big Time Wrestling. I'm excited to do my first ever appearance anywhere, any signing, meeting people. You know, the fans are like a family. They're our fan base, but they're also our family. And I'm happy to be there in Chillicothe to be able to sign autographs, take pictures, watch the matches. But what I'm really excited about, which I think everybody is starting to learn, is that the Road Warriors are going into the Ohio Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. They're being inducted. And for my first ever appearance, it's an honor that my brother and Hawk are being inducted into the Hall of Fame. So that's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be a fun event. And I'm telling you, my younger brother, the Terminator, is also going to be there. And it's really an honor for my brother Terminator and I to be able to see my brother get inducted.
And, you know, I am so glad that you brought up all these different things that are going on, especially with the Ohio Wrestling Hall of Fame, and you and your brother are going to be there for that. You know, also, I believe that Paul Ellering also has a Q&A sharing road stories about himself with the Road Warriors. Can fans expect that maybe you might jump in and play a part of that as well?
I may, but right now I'm just looking at just signing autographs, taking pictures. But if Paul asked me to jump in here or there, asked my brother Terminator to jump in, I'm sure we'd be happy to oblige.
Oh, that is awesome. And, you know, there's other firsts here for you, as this is also going to be a little reunion with your tag team partner, Shane Douglas, who is also at the event, where fans will be able to get photos with you and Shane as the Dynamic Dudes. And I have to ask, while you're doing that, are you going to have your skateboard and maybe show some fans some moves?
Nope, I definitely won't have my skateboard. I couldn't ride it very well back then, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Sure as heck, I'm not going to try to get on that board anymore.
Well, you know, that's going to be something really exciting for fans, because I don't know how many people out there actually have Dynamic Dude photos and autographs. So that's something really exciting. And also something I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's going to be great to see Shane. And, you know, Shane and I, even though we were only a tag team for 1 year in WCW, I think we made a big splash, both positively and negatively. First time around, you know, we were more of a kid's gimmick. And second time around, I think the fans kind of saw through the Dynamic Dude gimmick and it became a little bit corny. But it's going to be good to see Shane, and I'm anxious. And also, I have two other partners there that they're in Chillicothe that I'll be seeing. Another one is Bushwhacker Luke. As everybody probably knows, I started my career as Johnny Ace and the Sheepherders, carrying their flag for about a year and a half. So it'll be great to see Luke. And then another partner of mine who I'm really excited to see is Stan the Man Hansen, out of All Japan. Stan and I were tag team partners for 2 years in All Japan Pro Wrestling. And Stan was like a mentor to me and really showed me a lot of wrestling style. His is more rough and rugged. Mine is a little bit more flashy, but you know, you couldn't ask for a better partner. And I haven't seen Stan since he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2016. So it'll be good to see Stan after, you know, 10 years.
Oh, wow. That's got to be exciting. And, you know, part of that, you and Stan will also be part of something that is, I think, really cool and really unique for fans to get an experience. And you have been part of WWE for so long. You know, with WrestleMania, there was Access, and now it's WWE World. March 13th, there is actually a dinner with the legends in Chillicothe, Ohio, that you are participating in, which is a really cool fan interactive thing. How excited are you to be part of that, as Stan Hansen's also part of it also?
Yeah, I'm really excited because, like I said, our fans are really our family. And how many times do they get the opportunity to really sit down and actually eat dinner with a legend or a superstar? They really don't. I mean, you know, there's meet and greets where you get 3 seconds to sign a picture and say hi and take a photo. But this is something really special. And I really feel that Big Time Wrestling really has done something well here, because I've never even heard of a Legends Dinner ever. So I think it's going to be great for the fans.
I think it's going to be really awesome for the fans, especially considering Big Time Wrestling is sharing their 49 years in the professional wrestling business. And that is seemingly unheard of nowadays with you know, wrestling companies coming and going. 49 years, that's awesome. And fans will be able to get their tickets at WCPBTWTIX.com. Johnny, your brother, the Terminator, has a long history overseas wrestling. How excited are you for him to be doing this meet and greet in the States with Big Time Wrestling?
I think I'm excited for him. My brother Terminator, like I said, worked internationally a lot. He worked in Sun City, Japan, Austria. He's in WCW for a little bit. But, you know, one of his biggest matches I think he ever had was back in the 80s in the Cotton Bowl. It was Terminator, Black Bart, and Angel of Death, managed by Skandar Akbar, versus the Fabulous Freebirds in the Cotton Bowl, which is just incredible to me. I've never wrestled in the Cotton Bowl back then, but he got a chance to do that. And I don't think a lot of people really know that about him, but he's going to be there in Chillicothe. And you know what? That's another first time where it's going to be the two brothers, Johnny Ace and the Terminator, taking pictures with the audience and fans and people that are there.
Yeah, that is incredible. You have a lot of firsts here with, you know, Big Time Wrestling. And, you know, Bobby Fulton with Big Time Wrestling, 49 years, they've been putting on such a phenomenal show. So how excited are you to, you know, to be able to work with Bobby Fulton here?
I'm very excited to see Bobby and work with him. And I'll tell you, Bobby and I spent a lot of time in Japan. He and Tommy Rogers were on many, many tours with myself, Stan Hansen, Danny Spivey, the Malenkos, Furnace and Crawford. I mean, we spent years on the bus, and Bobby's just a great guy, and he's a great promoter. It's one thing I got to say, Bobby, he loves the business, and I can never see him outside this business. And I'm telling you, I'm just so proud of the route he's taken from being in the ring to, you know, entertaining people that way to being a big-time wrestling promoter, so to speak, in my mind, of entertaining people now from outside the ring by giving them something they can.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for. My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Can't get unless he produces it.
Yeah, big time wrestling does it. You know, they do a great job with their shows. Bobby Fulton has done fantastic here with big time wrestling. I'm very excited for March 14th. So fans, remember, get your tickets at WCPBTWTIX.com. I'll repeat that one last time for y'all. WCPBTWTIX.com. And, you know, along with those events, and these are all firsts for you, which are really incredible. You had some other things, you know, first as well, as far as, you know, being part of video games and things like that. You know, WWE 2K26 is coming out, and you've been part of multiple WWE games. So what was that experience like to be able to be immortalized, if you will, with people power in the WWE 2K franchise?
Well, I think it is something special. I mean, the character was really one of a kind at that time. Creative did a great job at helping me perform to be that character and to actually, you know, play that role. It was incredible how much heat I had during that role, mm-hmm. which kind of transcended after being that role, because some fans that watch me as Mr. John Laurinaitis think that's me, even though it's just a role I'm playing. But, you know, I would meet people out and they go, wow, you're not as bad as I thought you were. You're kind of nice, actually. Because all they saw was me coming out and doing the people power and kind of putting people in matches that maybe I shouldn't. And then also being involved in different things, like different matches with John Cena that, and beating John Cena, which I probably shouldn't have. I don't think there's another manager in the world that has beaten John Cena like I have. If you can name one, I'd sure like to know. And I'm telling you something, and this is something I mean, if John wants to show up in Chillicothe, Ohio, and get an autograph from the manager that beat him, he does not have to stand in line.
I mean, it's going to be hard for fans to see because that whole moniker of "you can't see me." and you know, we talked about tag teams and things like that earlier. Something really cool happened today. I don't know if you are aware of it or not, but the Undertaker, with Axe and Smash announced that they're going into the WWE Hall of Fame today, and Axe is going to be there March 14th. So how excited are you to congratulate him?
Oh, I'm very excited because I know that, you know, the Road Warriors and Demolition were also friends. You know, Barry Darsall is a Minnesota boy. That's where we grew up, in Minnesota. And, you know, I actually, when I was first training in the NWA in Charlotte, North Carolina, I actually lived with Barry and his wife for a little bit because, they opened their doors to me because I was just coming up from Florida and training, you know, as they were in the business. And while living with him, I remember him coming home one night with the Axe and Smash, all the gimmicks from his meetings up at WWF at that time.
Oh, wow.
So I've got some history with Barry. Because, like I said, Minnesota was a hotbed for a lot of different talents, like a Kurt Hennig and a Nikita Koloff and, you know, Ravishing Rick Rude and the Road Warriors and, you know, Brady Boone. And, you know, there's just a ton of just different people. John Nord, the Berserker, you know, just a ton of people came out of Z-Man, Tom Zink. So it was interesting growing up because most of them worked out at a place called the gym, which was just a weightlifting gym. And they were all friends and they all just kind of got in the business.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Now, Johnny, is there anything you would like to say to the fans about, you know, coming up for the event, you know, looking forward to meeting them, things to that nature?
Well, I'll tell you, I looked at the card and there's some great matches on there, like Powers of Pain with Paul Ellering versus Heath and Rhino. I mean, that is a great match anywhere. And I love Barbarian and Warlord, you know, they're great guys. Another match I'm really interested in is Mr. Kennedy versus Enzo, which, that'll be interesting. You know, I always like Mr. Kennedy's gimmick, so to speak, with the mic drop. But then there's another triple threat match, Great Sasuke versus Brian Huff. Now, Brian Huff is a kid from England who Bobby Fulton is kind of mentoring and training and helping learn the business. And he's a young kid versus another kid named Jack Omen, who's a veteran independent scene wrestler who's very skilled. That triple threat would be something definitely to watch. So I just think not only is there the Legends Dinner, not only from 12 to 5 is autograph and picture signing for the fans, but then from 7 to 9 on the 14th, you've got the matches. So, I mean, it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. It's a star-studded event, and it's a family event, family-oriented, going to be a great time. So fans, remember, you can get your tickets at WCPBTWTIX.com. And fans, from all of us here at Perched on the Top Rope, along with John Laurinaitis, we want you to always remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. We're out. Now, Johnny, one last question before we go here. You also got to get an action figure through Mattel in the WWE line. You were a Build-A-Figure. How excited were you to get an action figure with your time in WWE?
It was cool. It was very cool. You know, you had to build me, which means I was in different packs. You know, my legs were in one pack, my arms were in another pack, my body and torso were in another pack. So you actually had to buy 3 or 4 different wrestlers to be able to make the Mr. Laurinaitis character into a doll.
Yeah, you had to buy the entire series to be able to make you in that line. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, as because they sent me the whole series, of course, so I could build myself.
Oh, that's awesome.